Welcome back to Prime Your Midlife. And today I want to talk about muscles and keeping them fit and healthy for long life. Well, why is that important? Well, let's get to the chase. If you're 85, 90, and you find yourself sat on the toilet and you can't get back up again, that's a pretty depressing place to be. But if you don't work at your muscle activity, it could be where you find yourself. Or even stark is simple fact of putting on your trousers in the morning, doing your laces up, and your VO2 max has depleted so much that you're so out of breath that you literally faint, fall over, and you might not get up again. Inclination to want to be interested? Well, this is 10 minutes that you could feed into your day at any time, any place, anywhere. And this involves no exercise, no personal trainer, just your own self-discipline to make a difference. And these fall into my five pillars of long life tactics, particularly when we're in midlife, which is mindfulness, energy, nutrition, relationships, and sleep. And that's called the men's R. So today, focusing specifically on energy or exercise. So like I said, I do these in the morning about 6 o'clock, whatever time works for you. Maybe you're a night owl, but these 10 exercises, and they're in blocks of 50 seconds or 50 reps, should take you about 10 minutes. And no worries if you can't suddenly start with 50 seconds or 50 reps, but that could be a good goal to get to because they take about a minute each per cycle, 10 minutes, and it just gets your heart rate moving, your blood rate flowing, and works the big muscle groups of the thighs, the buttocks, the quads, and your core. First one for me is 50 press-ups. If you can't do 50 as a standing press-up, you know, where your butt and your groin's off the floor, then maybe put your knees down and just do 50 press-ups. But all the way down, arms all the way extended, and have that press-up position. 50 of those. And then we're going to move into a squat. So that's just a nice squat. We're going to go all the way down, all the way up again for 50 squats. If you either want a bit of resistance, if you have got something like a weight, a rock, an arm bell, a dumbbell, something where you can hold and put even more resistance into your thighs, all the better. And then we're going to go to the core. So a nice plank. So arms out in front of you, plank position. Again, nice straight back. Pull that core in, pull that tummy in, and a 50-second plank. So be prepared to set your timer on maybe your smartwatch or a phone to do that, or just count for 50 seconds in your head. And then we're going to find a nice wall and do a wall sit. So that's your back nice against the wall, your thighs and your knees in a sort of a right angle, and you get nicely back into the wall and you do a really nice wall sit for 50 seconds. And then we're going to find a chair or something hiding your legs, and we're going to do 50 tricep dips. So breath up, down, tricep dips, and we're going to work that tricep and those little sort of flappy bits under the arm there. So that's 50 of those. Halfway there. Now we're going to go to lunges, 25 front lunges, right leg, left leg, right leg, left leg, all the way down. Ideally, again, right angles on that feet to leg position, and bend down and back up again. And again, if you want to add some more resistance, put something in your hands, a weight, a rock, a piece of wood to put even more resistance into those thighs. And now we're going to go back to a similar plank position. We're going to go back to the core. This time we're going to do mountain climbers. So we're kind of down on the floor, arms in front of us, and we're going to move those legs up like a running position, but we're going to call them mountain climbers. And then if you can, some bicep curls. And maybe you want to have one of these with you. So these are my resistance bands. We've got different levels. You can see they've got some straps on the end and we can use those in different positions. I'll put those underneath my ankles and then we'll do bicep curls up and down to really get those muscles there working. Next, final, penultimate attitude is a side plank. So that's down on the side, arm on the floor, and we're going to try to lift our hip up and do a side plank. And then finally, to finish, last exercise, 50 rear lunges, 25 each side, right leg, left leg. And we're going to stand up and literally put our left leg behind us. Again, nice right angle on the thigh to the leg, bend down into it and back up again. There you go. That's your 10 reps, 50 seconds or 50 reps of each particular one. Do that every day and you'll feel the difference and you'll make sure that your primary muscle groups are working well into your later years. And I trust you, you will be grateful for it as you get older. That's my little tip for today on Prime Your Midlife. Five fundamentals. We're working on the E today of energy or exercise. Stay tuned for more, and maybe I'll even do a demo of those 10 reps in the future. Whatever you're doing today, remember, my philosophy is always the same. We've got one life, so love life, living life.